Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Says we're live. Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show, the TYPGS. That is what it will be referred to from here on out. If you call it anything besides TYPGS, you're going down. Jake, welcome to the show.
Wow, talk about an intro, man. You're getting good at those.
Thanks.
No problem, man. How are you, Jimmer?
I'm good. I'm excited. The off days always like throw me for a loop because they take me fully out of baseball mode. Like I kind of fully, and then like today I'm waking up. I'm like, oh shit, pregame show, game. Like, oh shit, Red Sox.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Get back in gear. Get going. So I kind of haven't like been found that mindset yet, but this will get us right into it. I'm excited. The Rays beating the Red Sox lessens this series, which is nice but bad.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and I mean it was a series at Fenway. The Rays sweeped them. It's kind of like after the last series, Boston was ready to like hone in on us. Like, all right, this rest of the year, Yankees are bust. And now it's like, yo, you guys are three games behind the Rays and you just hosted them. And we only have, what, two more games against the Rays? So, like, the Rays kind of did our bidding for us. That's the phrase I said before. So, I think that does take a little bit off this series. But, Jim, I'll tell you what. I feel like I want to say Battle of the Bastards, but we've got two fan bases that are kind of mad at their organizations. We kind of had the two quote-unquote deadline losers facing off. The Sox fans were sure they'd get pinned. The Yankees fans were sure they'd get a starter. Each team got neither. And I think the Red Sox are obviously coming in a little more sour because they're 10.5 games back and things are becoming very real in Red Sox land, where the Yankees, we've kind of had these like 24 hours of, okay, so what does it mean? We need Seve healthy. We need Dele healthy. We just need to look at, let's fix Paxton. Maybe today's the start of that. But yeah, man, I think whichever team has a good series here, they have a chance to really quench those deadline woes a little bit.
James Paxton. We'll get to James Paxton.
Yeah, let's not jump there yet.
Well, it's a big point of emphasis, kind of what you're talking about here, but... Yeah, man, because the Rays, I hope the Yankees get up for these games and treat them as if the Red Sox were six games out, as if they swept the Rays and are six games out. I hope the Yankees bring the energy, and I hope that the stadium should be providing a ton of it for them. So I hope that happens. But they're going to have to mentally like do it because the Red Sox are 10 games out. Like they're not a threat. And Red Sox fans, I'm not trying to talk smack. Currently, you're not a threat. And if the roles were reversed and the Yankees were 10 games out, you would be saying the very same thing. You're just not looking at as a threat right now. If we lose all four games, then yeah. But again, we're in a situation where the Yankees can walk away from a sweep and be 10.5 games ahead of the Red Sox. I mean, they can be walking away from a split and be 10.5 games up, which is what we said going into the series in Fenway, and it felt like the Yankees didn't get up for those games at all. So now, we need the Yankees to get up. Paxton's pitching the first game, and he's an instant fucking negative energy unless he's lights out.
Yeah.
And with the fan base being mad about not going and getting any pitching, and now Paxton is the first pitcher. And if he gives up runs in the first inning, Yankees fan base is going to be rabid. They're going to be like, yeah, this will do. It's going to be a quickest, like, yeah, good thing we didn't get any pitching if Paxton does bad today.
We're obviously going to see some of that. I think, okay, so that's where you had me lost for a second. Because I think if he gives up a run in the first inning, we're – like you just still have to let that wash over you.
Oh, no way.
Just back out.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I don't know if you thought something different. You're crazy at this point. But at the same time, we're waiting for that other shoe to drop. We're waiting for that clean Paxton inning. And then, I mean, talk about a momentum shift. Obviously, you're going to see people get kind of giving him a Bronx cheer. But if Paxton were to get through a clean one, I think it's kind of the opposite of what you just said. I think now that ball starts rolling for the Yankees, and it's like, can we kill the Red Sox this series? But I mean, if Paxton gives up a run, yeah, people are going to be obnoxious, but people are going to do that anyways. I don't think it's the end, because at this point, it's the norm. If you think it's not the norm, you're out of your dome.
I'm a seesaw right now, and Paxton's first inning has me through the roof. Like, let's fucking go. Paxton got a clean first inning. If he gives up a run, I'm in the grave. I'm so down.
I'll try to warn you not to do that, because, I mean, the last time Mookman saw this guy, it was not pretty.
I know. I'm ready to be so over James Paxton. Okay. I don't like what he's been doing. Even if he goes six innings pitch, two earned runs, but the first two come in the first inning, I'm still not going to be happy. He has to do a lot to make me happy.
Tough, yeah.
Yeah. But, and someone in the chat said it, Tom said it, TD, if Paxton does have like a 1-2-3 first inning, which hold your fucking breath, that would get the stadium jumping.
Be the win of all wins. It basically, if Paxton gets 1-3, chalk the Yankees down for winning 3 out of 4 this series.
It'd be crazy.
Who's Jim, who's playing for the Yankees today? Could I ask you that? Do you mind if I ask you that?
That's fine. I wish you fucking wouldn't, but okay.
Okay.
Jeez. Leading off for your New York Yankees and making his return to the lineup is David John LeMahieu. Playing second base.
Yeah, it's good there.
Aaron Judge is playing right field, batting second. Edwin Encarnacion finds his way into the field with Voit out and batting third. Aaron Hicks, our center fielder, he is DHing.
Yeah.
And batting fourth from the right side, I believe. Gleyber Torres is at short. Gio Urshela at third. Cameron Maben in left field. Austin Romine behind the dish. And Brett Gardner makes his return to center field. No Didi, no Higgy, no Valera. Is he still the other guy?
Breivik. And you're missing a big one, Jim. Our lefty killer, Mike Tauchman. I think it's exciting to see Guardy back. Mike Tauchman should be in the game today with his numbers versus lefties. That feels like a mistake. I know you're giving Didi days off here and there still. Mikey T versus a lefty, I mean, his numbers are insane. And I think Guardy still has tough numbers versus lefties this year. So that's my only mini gripe. That being said, I mean, we do love Guardy and excited to see him return. But, that just feels like overthinking a little bit at this point of the season.
What if I told you Brett Gardner has seen Erod 32 times, has a .367 on base percentage, and one home run? Would that change it? Honestly, honest question. Would that change it? Gardner's got decent numbers versus Erod?
A little bit, but I still think you have to get Tauchman in this lineup, Jimmy's in 37 at-bats, so one more than Guardy versus Erod. 37 at-bats against lefties this year. Mike Tauchman's hitting .405 with a .476 on base with a 1.07 OPS, and he's done nothing but earn playing time, especially versus lefties. So, I mean, it's nice, but I need Mike Tauchman in this lineup. I don't know.
I'd put him over Maben, not Gardner. I think having Gardner and DJ return is something that the team likes and can feed off of, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Gardner's defense in left is good. I'd put Gardner in left and Tauch in center. But whatever. I'm not too upset about it, but I it's there. And then DD gets the day off versus lefty. You also have to remember there's a doubleheader tomorrow, and they may be asking Tauchman to play both games.
It's true.
And that may come into play today.
Sure.
Yeah. But, all right. Tauchman, get in there. Maybe he'll make a great pinch hitting appearance.
Yeah, Jim, at the same time, I mean, You're right with all the kind of emotion stuff with Gardy. They probably want him in center field today. Dude, Cameron Maben has casually racked up a, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, a five-game hit streak. One of those even includes like a one-pinch hit at bat. I like Cameron Maben deserves playing time too, so we're back to the juggle a little bit.
Yeah, but Gardner was pretty hot for a while, and he's Gardner. I do think the room likes having him back.
Yeah.
And, dude, if we're talking about how they didn't get up for the Red Sox, Gardy's the guy that will make sure everyone's on their ass.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I hear both all sides of it, and I think there's a lot of the stats say should be Talkman, but I'm not going to be upset about it. We'll see how it goes.
Good.
I like nine-hole Gardner. It's all about Paxton today. Paxton will be facing Mookie Betts. He's leading off playing right field. Devers at third base. Bogart's at short. Martinez is DHing. Benintendi's in left field. Travis at first. Chavis at second. Vasquez at catcher. JBJ in center field. And old friend Erod on the bump. Erod. Eduardo Rodriguez. He faced the Yankees twice this year. Two decent enough outings. Good outings. 5.2, three earned runs. 5.1, two earned runs. Kind of a thorn.
Yeah, he seems to get the big out when he needs it. Maybe that's just this year. Maybe it won't be. But, yeah, Erod's done well against us. And, yeah, man, I mean, it comes back broken record if you listen to the other pregame shows with the Sox. I mean, Mookie's gotten it going. Devers and Bogarts have had it going all year. Martinez is a threat, and did we wake up good old Benny Biceps, as he's known. So, and what can they get from that bottom four? I mean, Travis, Chavis, am I saying that right, Jim? I saw Flaherty struggling with that too.
Chavis.
Vasquez and JBJ. I mean, do they get good contributions from that part of the lineup, or can we kind of get through there so you're not setting up the top of that lineup? That's where things get dangerous. When you have traffic on the bases for Mookie, Devers, and Bogarts, that's when you get in trouble against this team.
Do you think Paxton should hit Mookie first pitch?
Nope. I'm a big get him out guy.
If he gives up a leadoff home run for the fourth time in a row.
Right.
I'm going to lose
history.
My mind.
I like history.
I'm going to lose my mind.
History.
I might just not tweet for like the rest of the game.
Wow.
That's not true.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
I won't check Twitter for like two innings if he gives off a leadoff home run. It's bullshit.
Yeah,
I think he needs to do something drastically different in the first inning, especially the first batter. I mean, three games in a row with a home run. I don't know if he's got to go all curves, all like just outside the zone to try and get chase pitches. But you can't throw a fastball in the middle of the zone. You can't.
Yeah, I think it's curveballs. It's five curveballs low. If he swings and goes for any of them, cool. If not, you walk them and move on. You are right. You don't want to tie the record for most leadoff home runs to start a game. That's hot take, Jake. Jake Quake.
Wow, Jake Quake. Haven't got one of those in a while.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Wow,
you have a what to watch for? I mean, it's Paxton versus Mookie first at bat of the game for me, and I think I've talked about it enough.
I'm going MVPs and bottoms, Jim. I know a lot more about the latter. This Yankees lineup we're oddly comfortable with, but Jim, it's pretty crazy that the bottom of the lineup is Gio, Maben, Romine, Gardner, when again, we had our A lineup for 2 days, and it was like, wow, Gleyber Torres batting eighth. He's up to five hole. So I'm interested to see from our bottom. I just mentioned the Red Sox bottom of the lineup. Are they feeding that top of the order for the Sox? And Jim, Aaron Judge, the guy we thought was going to be our MVP candidate heading into the season, he's been struggling a little bit. We got the Sox at the stadium. No excuses. They're going to be throwing some lefties. Put together a big series bet the other side. He was the MVP last year. He's gotten hot. Does he stay hot for them? So I'm watching those guys. I had a little DJ Bogart's current year MVP thing, but I'm over it. So there you go.
You're over it? Who are the lefties in the Red Sox pen right now? Do they have any?
Sure, they have someone out there, but I'm...
Do they have anyone that they would bring in a close game?
A lefty? I think kind of everyone's an option out there in a close game just because they have to be.
Josh Taylor's a lefty.
Tyler.
Yeah, I can't really find many. Walden, yeah, I mean, Workman, Brewer, Barnes, all righties. Hembry, yeah. A righty. Josh Taylor's the only one.
Evaldi, yeah.
Whatever.
Unless Darwin's in. I think he's a... No, Darwin's in Hernandez, the 22-year-old lefty, is also down there. He's been solid for them so far.
I was trying to think of a big pinch hit opportunity for Talkman, but like they won't do it with a lefty because they're playing Maben, who's a righty, yeah. So it doesn't make sense anyway.
No.
Pinch hit Talkman and the stadium being like excited about it is one of the crazier things.
It's a little wild, yeah.
Excites me.
Good. You would see Talkman pinch hit for Romine potentially against a tough righty. That's about it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could see.
If the Yankees were tied or down.
Yeah, I could see like Maben.
Or, I mean, Didi probably gets priority.
Yeah, Didi does. Yeah, so. That's right. Well, that depends on outfield, infield. Yeah, like Maben would be the only guy then. Romine, Didi probably gets priority. Pitching path to victory. Who fucking knows? Everyone should be available. They should go all out. I doubt they do for some reason. Just feels like the first doubleheader tomorrow. Well, doubleheader tomorrow is actually a good excuse to be a little tepid. Yeah. So there. Boom. Probably not going to try and use the four horsemen.
Oh, I disagree. I think they're going to be big on getting game one, assuming that tomorrow is going to be the quote-unquote doubleheader split. So I think if they can get the five or six, especially getting Paxton back on track, which has now, after the trade deadline has passed and the Yankees haven't gotten anyone, I mean, one of the bigger priorities is getting Paxton right. So if he gives you five clean, I think you're kind of willing to get to the four horsemen.
Yeah, maybe. I just worry about them trying to save some of them for tomorrow's doubleheader.
Well, you get the 26-man in one game, right? So,
is a bullpen day being built into tomorrow's doubleheader? An opener?
So. No, we've got the Yankees probables. It's Paxton tonight, Domingo, and then it is listed as TBD for the second game tomorrow. But Domingo's supposed to start the first game.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's been tweeted out, so we're kind of like just behind right now. But
behind.
Yeah. All right. Cashman said two teams. Oh, there's up. Cashman's on the fan right now. That's interesting. Talk about who asked about trades and stuff like that. I was trying to find a different update. But anyway, Hap on the paternity leave. You got anything on that? You excited?
Congratulations.
Kid. Yeah, it's exciting. I think he has to be off after a certain amount of days so he can still start on Sunday, is what I read.
Yeah, I want to say the paternity is 2 days or 3 days.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Home draft. Ran out of breath. Jake, bad showing for us in the two-game set. No one got on the board.
Tough.
And we've tied the last two series.
Tough, yeah. Needed a... Should have went Romine. We picked all the big names, but that's all right. And Jim, you get to bat leadoff this series.
I do. And with my first pick, man, who's got good numbers off E-Rod, Jake? Did we do that at all?
We mentioned Gardner. I think that was all we mentioned.
Yeah, and he's got good, like, on-base numbers, not good homer numbers.
No.
I'll let you into my brain. I want to take Judge.
Okay.
Because I have the first pick. But I just, if his numbers versus E-Rod are brutal, then I'm going to pivot. So I'm looking him up. I got Judge 2-for-16 with no extra base hits. Okay. Yikes. Not taking Judge. I'm taking Edwin Encarnacion with my first pick.
Nice pick, Jim. Nice pick. Jim, I think what I'm going to do here is, because we do have a four-gamer with a doubleheader coming up, so I think I'm going to try to stretch my guys out a little bit. I think I'm going to go Cameron Maybin. He's been swinging a good stick, and he ceases to amaze us around every corner. So I'm going to get him out there for game one. And Jim, you know what? Give me DJ LeMahieu.
Okay, thank God.
I like him coming back. Short porch action from DJ today. Maybe the first at bat.
So you've got Maybin and DJ LeMahieu, and I have Edwin Encarnacion and Austin Romine. Wow. Austin Romine's been turning on balls, Jake, right?
Wow.
Two home runs in his last like three games.
Yeah.
Today's the day he gets his cheapie.
Oh, okay.
First hot row, short porch, just swing. Oh, everything's working for Romine right now. Front row, right field.
Paul O'Neill. Yeah, sometimes baseball goes like this.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. It's Edwin
for
and Romine.
Every one of those, you got one the outfielder catches.
off the bat, you're so mad.
Well, I remember that feeling, and then you're rounding first, and you got a home run.
I guess I should be happy, you're thinking.
Oh, man.
All right, what's the over-under?
Ooh, what do you think the over-under is?
Paxton versus Erod. I'm going to guess they lock in 4 to 5 runs for Paxton and 4 to 5 for Erod, which puts us at 8 to 10. I'm going to go it's 9.5.
I think I'm going 10.5. I think Yankees Red Sox still expects a lot of runzas. Let's see, 10.5.
Nice. I'm going over. I don't trust Paxton.
I think I'm going over two, right? Two teams, like one of these teams is getting up. Like this doesn't feel like it's going to be playoff baseball. It feels like one team is definitely going to put up a big number.
Yeah.
We're rooting for the Stripes, but it could be the Sox as well.
Just to let everyone know, Jake and I are both 1 for 5. Mm. 1 and 4 in our last 5 over-under picks.
Tough.
And Jake's 0 for his last 4. Bummer.
Okay. Late fun fact.
So I'll sneak it in there that you're worse than
just
me.
Just felt like another stat got thrown in there. Okay.
Da-da-da. All right, we do have some people hanging out in the chat today. Let's see.
Who's in the chat?
Do. Mabin's going to have a good game, says Diego.
Like that, Diego.
What should they do with Clint now? I've like completely the service time. They're going to not call him up till the service time ends in like middle of August or something like that, Jake.
Yeah, I want to say it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks.
And then we'll see. I flipped kind of quickly because I was like, yeah, they have to call him up. Then I found out about the service time. And then I thought about like the roster needs, and I don't think he's coming up. They should have traded him is what they should have done. Tarpley coming up as the 26th man, says Nick. I think Tarpley's up already. He replaced
Tarpley got called up for Happer.
So who comes up as the 26th man tomorrow?
Who's in Triple A?
Is Holder back up still?
Need a thrower. Holder's on the roster.
Hale's on the IL.
Yankees 40-man roster. We just traded away Joe Harvey.
And Barrett's on the IL. What pitcher would come up?
Let's see. I got the 40-man in front of me. We just sent Tyler Wade back down.
Yeah. What pitchers are there?
Let's see. Holder. Nestor's on the team right now, right?
Yep.
Man, I don't know. They might do a 40-man move. I don't think there's a pitcher out there they can bring up. Or
Chance Adams? Maybe the chat saying Chance Adams.
That would make sense. They don't have him listed on the 40-man right now, but he should be, right?
Has to be.
That's odd. Yeah, Chance Adams is. Okay, so that makes the most sense.
Or Dan Camarena.
Dan Camarena, our guy.
Yeah, it's going to be Chance as the 40th man, most likely.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless Paxton goes 8 innings, then maybe it's Tyro show, baby.
No.
Bring Clint up for a day.
Nah. All right.
You're telling me there wouldn't be some good entertainment to have Pissy Clint up for one game of a doubleheader?
Not play him and then send him back to AAA. That's what they do. That's what they do.
Brutal.
Will Jake lick a boot if Paxton doesn't give up a run in the first inning? You haven't licked a boot in a while.
Haven't licked a boot in a while. We'll see. I might throw something out there. Again, boot licking's a concept, people. It's what this country was built on. So maybe I'll find something that is among the likes of boot licking.
I'm going to be honest, Jake. I'm asking on my behalf.
And that's fine.
I need you to put something on. It doesn't have to be a bootlicking. I need you to put something on the line. Whenever we do something, is Bird going to go deep off Miller? Yes, right. You licked your dog's butt. Am I going to beat you in Fungo Golf?
My dog butts.
Kissed your dog's butt. Am I going to beat you in Fungo Golf? Yes, you had to lick something. Right. Whenever I need you to lick something, you have to lick something. So I'm going to need you to put something on the line for a clean.
I mean, it's a licking podcast. Don't pretend like you've been out of the lick game.
No, we're a licking podcast. But I'm just saying, I need you.
Don't just put all the licking pressure on me.
You can put pressure.
Licking world as well.
You can put licking pressure on me in the future. Right now, I'm asking you as a friend.
Right.
Can you lick? Can you put something? Put your tongue on the line.
Just don't pretend like the whole licking burden is on my shoulders. I'm not ready for that.
Right now it is. I'll take it another time.
I'll find something. I've got some ideas going through my head right now.
Okay. James Paxton gets a clean first inning.
Don't come up with a fake one right now.
Jake.
Not going to stick.
Will lick something that he chooses.
There you go. Agree.
I love when we agree. And that ends the pregame show. How long have we been going? 27 minutes, 24 seconds. That's good enough for me. If you're listening to this on the podcast app, rate, review, subscribe. If you're listening to this on the YouTube, subscribe. Can you rate a YouTube channel? Just do it in your head. Just be like, damn, good YouTube channel.
Highly rated.
Yeah. We collect all your guys' thoughts. They're pretty good. A lot of like, well, yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.